with all women FIPS, the divorce courts become thoroughly reformable. With all women FIPS, if a man rejects legally a pregnancy that is unwanted by him, a right which the masculists label the para, that's paternity rejection right, then if the pregnant mother refuses to abort, then if she is a FIP, she'll be able to afford to raise the kid through her own financial effort. Bullet. The eradication of monoconscious feminism. Masculists have two main enemies, namely fluffies and monoconscious feminists. Both are hated by masculists for their horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. Masculists see fluffies as manslaving, divorce-raping parasites. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites and geociders, indirectly wiping out whole populations. Monoconscious feminists feel they have the right to trash men in public. They are very conscious of men's gender crimes against women, as taught them by a six-decade monopoly over gender politics by feminism. Masculists despise this feminist monoconsciousness, seeing it as a deeply misandrist, gynocentric ideology that teaches women nothing, in capital letters, about how women oppress men, and in fact, worse than vice versa. Since monoconscious feminists believe that gender oppression is a one-way street, they have no qualms about trashing men as pigs, as rapists, as toxic, etc., thoroughly pissing men off, who then refuse to even date monoconscious feminists. In 2022, there was a famous opinion poll taken by Pew, PW, Research Center in the US, which found that in the US, nearly two-thirds, nearly 63% of young men between 18 and 30, in capital letters, don't even date young women, claiming that young women were undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. Let this sink in. The implications are horrendous. If two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, they are certainly not going to give them their sperm, thus crashing the birth rate, and in time, wiping out whole populations. This is the end of part one.